Monday night, Shmaitzashir, or Chavbeis Sivan. It is Chavbeis Sivan. Chavbeis Sivan. Yes, Sunday was Chav. Monday was Chav Aleph, Tuesday is Chavbeis. And we're in Shmaitzah Gimbal, learning about Chavakas Yilishtanos. And we're in Perek Yud Aleph. And he brought the Shmaitzah. Although the Marit brought a raya that Chazaka Soy Lishtanos is not a Chazaka from Eidecha, the Neman B'Yisurin, in the form of Anisha, saying that she saw Zion, that there was Zion Nekiyim, the Shemaita says, Adarab, but Tosis asks the question. Tosis asks the question, and Tosis says, so it's not so clear how Tosis is different than Chazaka Soy Lishtanos. It's a stronger, so I understood Tosis to be saying, but I'm not sure the Shmaitzah, somehow I'm doubtful that the Shmaitzah learned like what I'm about to say in Tosis, because I'm comparing it to something the Shmaitzah says later on. And when he says what I'm about to say later on, he doesn't refer to the Tosis. Sounds like Tosis is saying something else, not quite sure what it is. And as I'm saying, that it's much, it's like, Chazakas Yilishtanos means you have a chazaka. Well, what's a chazaka? A status quo situation. That's what chazaka means. Right? That's what we like to call it, status quo. So you have a matzav that exists, that's said to exist, and that has a certain, we'll call it inertia to it. And we say, therefore, that we assume it exists until such point in time that we know it changed. That's the idea of chazaka. Asui Lishtanos means
that change.
We know it's going. I don't know. We know it's going to change, but it is at least a chazaka. We know it's an established matzav. Sometimes you have something that changes so much a part of its very makeup that it's not even a chazaka in the first place. It's not a chazaka. So later he talks about a leaky mikvah, that it was never huchsuk to have the requisite amount of water in it. So I think here that's what Tosis means too. She's not huchsuk to see dam always. We know that that's something that's always changing. One day she sees dam, one day she doesn't see dam. So I think that's what the Tosis means here also. Okay.
He brings two cases of leaky mikvahs in the Hemsha.
Well, we'll get up to that.
No, I'm just saying that it depends if it's known to go below the line, or it's leaky, but it doesn't go up and down, but it doesn't go below the line.
I'm talking about it goes below the line, so it's never huchsuk to have the requisite amount of water in it. Okay. So now, he brings down Tosis. Well, that Tosis the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph. V'hainu avagav duchzuko lios roa gimel odalad yomim lo huchzuko shetira kach liolam. I don't know, you see, if you just say that lashon, that's like, why is it different than a ketana? Ketana is also not huchzuko to be a ketana forever. So why should the Shmaitzah argue with the ketana? And he does, even at the end of the Shmaitzah, even when he insists that chazaka, according to him, chazaka sui lishtanos is a chazaka. So the cut down or the below nine is only chazaka suyu lishtanos. It's not worse. So that's why, I mean, if you look at this phrase of Tosis, even the way the Shmaitzah brings it down, lo ischazik yisura shatira kach laolam, so then a cotton, I think, should also be nichlal in this. And a cotton should have a cheskus katnus, because he's not hooked to be a cotton forever. So I don't know, the way it's quoted, I don't really see why cotton should be different. Why should cotton be only chazaka suyu lishtanos? I'll look in the Sfarim, I'll see if they ask it.
Can we make a chiluk between something that is like a suyu lishtanos in the sense that it's like it's kind of always about always going to or about to change, or something that we know that eventually?
So what's a cotton?
Well, it's I understand his question, because basically, it's like you're defining two types of chazakah lishtanas.
Well, that's what I started off the shiur saying, that, of course, that what I think toisus means is that it's always in a state of flux and it's always in a state of change, so you don't even have a chazakah. Chazakah means you have a status quo situation that's been established. And the din of chazakah is that we assume it continued, or we assume it always was like that until such time that we know there was change. And now, and what Toisus is, I think what Toisus means is that you don't even have a status quo situation. There is no status quo. There's always a state of flux. But if you look at the wording of Toisus, I'm admitting it doesn't look like it. Because Toisus says, Toisus' words are, Lo ischazek shetire kach la'ola. But if you take those, she's not huchzak to always see dam. But if you say it that way, and if then I'm not even a kasha. I don't know what the shmaitz would hold. I would say cotton is also not just chazak asuyo lishtanos, if someone's a cotton or not. But cotton is taka much worse. Cotton is like the nida, like the zova. It's just the shmaitz doesn't say that. So I don't understand why not. But the etzem. And there's no kasher. If anything, there's only a kasher on the Shmaitzer. But the thing itself has an inner logic. And maybe being a cotton, maybe there is no cheskos cotton taka. Maybe the Maritz right. Not because it's chazak asu yulishtanos, but because it's much worse than chazak asu yulishtanos. It's not a chazak at all. Well, Tosfos says is lo is chazak yisura shetira kach la'ola. That's okay, behind the Avakav Duchsukha Lias Roa Gimel Odal Yomam Lehuchsukha Shatira Kachla Olam. Belochenki Omer Shaposka Miliros, when she says she didn't see anymore and she counts 7 clean days, Eino Neget Chazoka, it's really not against the Chazoka, but this is our point. It's not called Eidechot against the Chazoka. B'nei Menes, behind the Becheska Seishasish. If you have a question of someone's becheskasayshus ish, she says, let's say that the husband died, the eight echot says the husband died. I mean, and we say, kivin shenis katsha. We know she was once married, and we know marriage is forever. Marriage is an ongoing matzah. Uprohoysa eishus ish adayin b'chazoka zu kayemes. So she remains in this status quo situation. Ad she yivur lecha, until you know that there was a change. Sheyotzo mecheskoso rishoinu. Avol benido zelo havi chazoko. B'mesher raso yomecho chetiroi od. Now he's saying a difference for her. I know, different. This is how he's explaining. Maybe chazoko. As we talk about chazaka, that the halacha of chazaka is that we maintain the status quo, right, until such time that we know it changed. But so he said, but you need a chazaka, meaning you need a matzav of status quo. Then you have the din chazaka. The din chazaka means assume it stayed that way. Just like by rov. I mean, rov means majority. Then there's a din that you paskin al pi the rov. But you need the rove. Before you could paskin al pi the rove, you need a rove. Before you could paskin al pi chazoka, you need a chazoka. Meaning, see, people don't think like that. People think of chazoka as only the psak. But chazoka is not. Chazoka is a certain legal reality. And when you have a chazoka, you paskin al pi the chazoka. Just like when you have a rove, you have an edus, and then you paskin al pi the edus. You have a rove, you paskin al pi the rove. So you have a chazaka, you paskin al pi the chazaka. So now what does the word chazaka mean?
Three times.
Okay, that's a different. Okay, yeah. But that doesn't define it. The definition of chazaka, it sounds like, but again, I admit I don't know why a cotton would then be called a chazaka at all. Chazaka is that something which indeed left to its own devices will stay that way. And unless there's an outside change, unless there's an outside force changing it, it will stay that way.
That's what the Maharal
No. An outside force, not.
I forgot the word outside. Unless there's a change, then it'll stay that way. Now, I don't know, but I don't see why Kotlin should be called a chazaka. Because look how he's saying it now. He's saying, I'm in the Shvaitz. When the Neirachot says a woman's husband died, then we're going against the Cheskos Eishasish. Because when you're Mekadosh a woman, she stays Mekadosh forever. I'm reading Kimich in Eskatsha, for Hoysa Eishasish. She became an Eishasish. And died by Chazokas who Kayemes, at Sheyabura Lecha, Sheyotasa Mecheskosa Harishona. Abel Benida. What? That's a special Dinder Abona. We're not going into that now. But the Gemara does say that it's called against the Chazaka. And the special Dinder Abonon, the Neaguna, they will make ill to believe in Eidecha, that makes Bailon. Avo Benito said, Lohavi Chazaka Bemesherasa Yomecha Chetira Ode, Kivin Shalomoko Riacheris. So Yitaka says the Svara of what the fellow on the bottom said. Each day is a new thing. She's not seeing today as a continuation of yesterday's situation. Each day there's a new reason why she's seeing down. It's not a hemshich. It's not a continuous. There's nothing causing her to bleed for 3 days. That's really what he's saying. I don't know. So it's not even called a cheskos iser. So that's what the Shmaitz is learning. What? Because that's a different din, that she remains tameh until she goes to the mikvah, even though she stopped seeing. What? We know she saw Dam. That's not the issue.
That was that day.
Each day is a new day. As the Torah says, if you see 3 days in a row, you have to count Shiva Nikiyim and then go to the mikvah. The Torah. That din is true no matter what. We don't care what the lumpness of the 3 days is. The Torah says that she sees Dam 3 days in a row when it's not her period. So then she has to count Shiva Nikiyim. She's called the Zavva. She has to count Shiva Nikiyim to go to the mikvah.
So, that's
what Tyson says. It's not, no, then there's another issue. You're mixing in two things.
Yeah.
Tyson says, That's not called a ches. There's no chazaka that she'll always see Dam. Saying that she counted Shiva Nikiyim, this is what everybody's grappling with. Saying that she had Shiva Nikiyim is not going against the chazaka. That's what Tosfos says. Because she's no chazaka that she's always going to see Dam. And the way the Shmaitz is saying it now, because even if she sees Dam every day, it's every day is a new Re'iyah. Every day is disconnected from the day before. So it's not. There's no chazaka that she'll keep seeing Dam. That's what Tosfos says. It's not so clear. I mean, again, I don't know. I'm not so sure that Tosfos would agree, would say that Cheskos Kotlin is a chazaka. She certainly is no chazaka that the person's going to remain a Kotlin his whole life. That's for sure. So maybe Tosfos would hold the Cheskos Kotlin is not a Kotlin. It's not a chazaka either. I don't have to worry about Tosfos, what he would hold by cotton. Maybe old cotton, those are not a chazaka. Different masechtas, Rabbi Chanan says you can't. I don't know if it's the same Tosfos. One thing, according to Tosfos here, I don't see why there should be a Cheskos Kotlin. Maybe Tosfos Taka holds is not. Tosfos in Yevamah says there is. I don't know. I admit I don't know. I don't understand why a Kotlin certainly is always getting older. Now there's another problem, meaning the Cheskos Tumah. And that's like a state that's always going to stay there unless she does something about it. So there we say, She's enamored to say she went to the mikveh. But there's two things. She has to say she counted Shiva Nakiyah, and then she has to say she went to the mikveh. The reason she's enamored to say she went to the mikveh, even though it's against the chazakah, is because that's a different svara. That's called biyada. But that's something she can do on her own. If you could change the situation, we're going to learn about that more in Shmaitz Avot. When you have an Eid Echad, let's say, it's not Nemen against the Chazakah, but if you could remove, if the Eid Echad is biyado, if it's within his power to remove the Chazakah, to remove that state, he could shech the animal. She could go to the mikveh. He could take Trumas and Isis, let's say. It's called biyado. That's the rule of biyado. He can affect the change. So when he can affect the change, he could be believed even against the chazaka. That's the rule. When it's biyado, then the chazaka melts away, or it doesn't. It's not an impediment for the nemonas of the eight effort. If it's biyado, that's the rule. So there's what's cute here. You have two dynamics. You have the dynamic of the chazaka that she's seeing dam, and she's saying she stopped seeing dam and she didn't see for 7 days. So that Tosis explains. She's believed because the seeing dam is not a chazaka. It is a cheskas tumma, but that's a chazaka, that's like Eishas Ish. Once you tummy, you're stuck with it if you stay tummy. So there we say it's biyodo litvol. That's what Tosis means by his last three words. She has the ability to go to the mikvah.
Only if she had Shiva Nakiyim.
That's right. So she's never to say she had Shiva Nakiyim. And she's never to say she went to the mikvah, but there's two different dynamics going on. Not really different, but there's a subtle difference. The nemunah is to say she can count Shiva Nakiyim, that she counted Shiva Nakiyim, is because the seeing dam does not create a chazaka at all, and therefore this becomes the source that an Eid Echad is nemunah be isurin when it's not against the chazaka. Because there is no chazaka. And then there's another quirk where she's never to say she went to the mikvah, which the chora is against the chazaka. But there we say it's biyado. So you learn out that when it's biyado, it ain't echad is nemun even against the chazaka.
This whole business that we're saying, this whole Torah, that was talking about Zava, right? Would be by Nida also?
Now, Nida is only that she went to the mikvah. Nida midiraisa, we're talking, of course.
She has to say the blood stuff.
Midiraisa, okay, you mean, yeah, but it's not a sphera. She has to say the blood stop, yeah. The blood has to stop, yeah. I guess so. I mean, yeah, you're right. She has to say the blood. Even by Nida, she has to say the blood stop. Midiraisa, Nida is during a period. She sees Dom. She's tummy for 7 days. Even if she sees a drop of dam. But if she can see dam the whole 7 days, as long as she stops at the end, she goes to the mikveh that night, and she's tohar. This is midyaraisa, very important. A zava has to count Shiva Nakiyim. The Rabbanon saw that it was getting very complicated. I mean, it might not be the Rabbanon, our women. Women bleed more than 3 days. It's common enough that they see dam for 3 days running, and they totally lost their calendars. No one keeps cheshbon anymore. If it's Yemei Nida or Yemei Ziva, so it's Meikar Hadin. It might not be the Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon, you have to count Shiva Nakiyim, even if you know it's Nida time, not Zava time. We don't keep that calendar anymore. We don't keep the Nida Zava cycle anymore. Used to be even more complicated than it is now. If your wife thinks Vestas, very good program. The best program is Vestas.exe or Vestos.org or something. I downloaded it. It's excellent. It picks up things that you would never notice yourself. I recommend it to everybody. I mean, I don't recommend using it, maybe. It's a very good program. It brings out all the shittas. It'll pick up a Vesta Shavua, which is very, very rare. Very rare, but it's pretty rare. Like, you don't recognize it. Most people would not, there's something called the Vest HaShavua. If you have a puzzled look on your face because you never heard of it, that's because most people, I don't know, most, you never heard of a Vest HaShavua?
No, no, I think you said most people never heard of it.
But this picked up, and it has all the chumras, and it marks it as a chumra, you know, what they have to be choshesh for. Very, very good program. There's a lot of programs out there. I recommend this one, but I forgot what it's called. It's called Vestos.exe, but that's the program. How do you download it? Maybe it's Vestos.com. What?
Yeah,
but there might be other things called Vestos. It's not an uncommon word. I think it's Vestos.com or whatever. It's a very, very good program. Really, I tried it out with different things. It picked up on everything. Like, it didn't miss a beat. Because you have to realize, you know, if a woman has a Vest Kavua, and then she loses it three times, but then if 4 years later, you know, we don't. If 4 years later she sees again once that pattern, the kviyas comes back. But if a woman sees 3 days in a row on the 14th of the month, and then she sees three times in a row, not the 14th of the month, and then 3 years later she sees once on the 14th, it comes back. That's why it's good to have this program. The program right away, it stores everything, you know, it shows you that. Okay, I like it, the program.
So is it translating that as that's a chazaka in that case?
Yeah.
Since you're going back that far? But
that has to do, I guess, I don't know. It's a chiddush, it's a big chiddush. Normally when you lose a chazaka, you have to regain it the same way that you originally had it. Here it's a chiddush, I guess it has to do with the physiology of a woman. You see, we eat a lot of junk food now. A woman's cycle is really in sync with the moon, in sync with the calendar, you know, once a month. And it used to be very, very kavua. It used to be very regular. I remember, I think I said over Jakub Kamenetsky, that's how he told us, in Europe, even before the war, in Europe, most women had a Vest Kavua. And the funny thing is nowadays, in my experience, it's very unusual though, very unusual. There must be a lot of red dye number two in the food. Right, we eat junky food. Like, even when we eat healthy, we are eating junk. We're not eating natural food, so maybe that messes up. That's my theory at least.
Women probably also used to be more like in the house, and now they're more socially with other
women.
They're
more active, you mean? They're more
active. Not just active. I mean, that women, they say that women affect each other's cycles when they're together.
I never heard that.
It's very, very known. Yeah, women are like roommates, they usually sync up. Yeah. So they have the same cycle.
I never, ever, ever heard that.
Yeah.
Wow. So then that would explain it also.
I don't know why it should be hormones.
Where did you say that?
In the air, but everybody knows this is very.
I don't know, not good.
Very common. No, I mean, you can
Google.
You can, right. You can Google it, or you can look it up. You can talk to doctors. This is like a very well known.
It's a known
phenomenon.
It happens in like in camps and in girls' seminaries and things. It's very well known that a lot of times the roommates.
You're breathing the same air? Up.
I guess, I don't know if it's the same air or the
chemical
hormone.
So that certainly would explain right there, because they used to stay home.
That's
now
what I'm
they
saying,
go right. out. I some of them are more active and they're eating junk. They're messing up their body, you know. Okay. Ella da khati tiksha mit vila di bekhaz tu shaina da khaz mach mit da vazi da khaz da vi okay u vkhidu she ramban let's start with that now u vkhidu she ramban I don't know if you have a new paragraph but hopefully you do u vkhidu she ramban reish parakam of the git the beginning of the first paragraph of git kosov is al shono ay dakha nam bi surin bi yesh mafarish mishum de sid de safra law Kashali, Hosum is Chazak Yisura. Everybody asks the question. It's against the Chazaka. Shafilu Pirsani the Imo Bemita. It just means he knows about it. That's all. He's just looking for a case where he knows about it. So he knows there's a cheska, the husband knows that she's a cheskas nida. Or she yoledes, where she's automatically like a nida. And you know she gave birth. So soferes la'atzma, no one has to look over, no one has to check her out. We believe her. And menes hal tvilasa, and she's believed. V'nigmor minei, why don't we learn out from there? Ne'erecha nema b'yisurin v'afilu eschazek yisura. B'toises tirtzu, v'hosam b'yodo l'sakein, she'tispor v'tipo. Aval b'yishay b'yodo l'sakein achshav, and lo sholmu yomeho, she didn't count shim in the kiyim, yikomakom yichola hi lispor v'litvo, v'chosha b'yodo l'sakein, ne'erecha nemon, Avogav des Chazak Yisura, Kedi Arminon, Beperek Isha Rabbah, Adkan Lashono. It sounds like the Ramban understood Toises, how maybe the different Toises, maybe it's our Toises. The Ramban understood that the whole thing is called Biyada. Because here I would say, since, this is how he understood Toises, I would say, since she's not going to see Dam forever, you know, Biyada Litvo we can understand. Right? It's beyond to go to a mikvah, be tithing. But if I told you it's beyond to count Shem and Akiyim, so he'll make a face. And he'll say, it's not beyond to count Shem and Akiyim, because it's not up to her. The blood she has to stop seeing them, right? But now I'm thinking, but the Ramban does quote a Tosfos, where the wording is, it's beyond to lispor v'litvo. So now I'm thinking, what?
But he says it is his cousin Yisrael. The Kiddush is that in this case,
yeah.
Nema negative his cousin Yisrael.
Because it's Biyada. Okay. That's what I'm saying. It's called Biyada. How is it Biyada to count Shiv and Akiyam? Lachar is not Biyada. So now I'm thinking maybe the Ramban. Lachar, when the Ramban understood Tosfos, that when Tosfos says, that's called Biyada. Since we know she's not going to see Dam forever, so she just has to wait it out and then go to the mikvah. And we know that's going to happen someday. So that's, you see, it's a little different. There's a nuance of difference here. Because when it's biyodo, then yenemon, as you're pointing out, if it's biyodo, yenemon even against the chazaka. So the tosis we have in Gittin makes a two-tiered system. One tier is counting Shiv and Akiyah. That's not even called against the Chazaka. Because, however you understand it, there's no Chazaka that shall always see Dam. We struggle a little to understand it, but our component means no Chazaka. Aid is a Cheskas Tumah, that's certainly a full-fledged Chazaka. So we say, on that is Biyodo Litmo, it's in our hands, and our ability to go to the Mikvah, so when it's in your ability to ameliorate, to fix the situation, you don't follow Chazaka. Then you're never even against the Chazaka. Ramban has it as one, so there's two tiers. You have Einechot never be surin when there's no Chazaka, because the Sphiris Nekiyin is called no Chazaka. And you also have a situation where the Einechot Nemon, even when there is a Chazaka, when it's beyond them.
Maybe Ramban not going to start it.
What?
Maybe if it's
Biyada,
it's not called,
it's
Chazak.
Whatever.
Then
you'd have the same problem.
But the Ramban makes one big chunk out of it, but I want to finish Ramban. Ramban just says the whole thing's Biyada. There's one big mishmash, it's called against the Chazaka, but it's Biyada. And then Ramban says, she can't go to the mikvah until the Shem and Akiyam. So he says, he makes one chunk out of it. Biyada, Lispor, Belitfo. Obviously, so first of all, according to the Ramban, you're going to have to say that Biyada makes as if there's no Chazaka. Otherwise, you're back to the question, what's your source that Erecha Nema Bisurin? Because your only source is against the Chazaka, but it's Biyada Litvo. So you have to say, according to the Ramban, that Biyada is not called against the Chazaka. But what's Pshat the Ramban? So I think that the Ramban understood Tosfos Tosfos says, hey, listen, she's not going to see Dom forever. So Ramban understood that to mean that the whole thing is biyada. She just has to wait it out. And then she goes to the mikvah, which is biyada. So that's why the whole thing's called biyada. That's because she, and that's what Tosfos means. She's not going to see Dom forever. Tosfos means, so that's all called biyada. That's what the Ramban learned. Be a Ramban, a more careful explanation of the Ramban. I am Asher Kasanti Bishmaitz of Vov Perik Yutes. So, you know, we'll be there maybe next week if it's Hashem. The Hare Mavur Medibri, but the Shmaitzah has his own agenda here. He says, I see from Tosfos and the Ramban, not like the Marit. The Chazak Asuya Lishtanas Havale Chazak, because they have to go look for highfalutin reasons that she's Neman against the Chazaka, but if you hold Chazaka Hasuyah Lishtanis is not a Chazaka, so then not a problem, no problem doesn't start. Baba Babdi Yadua Shiishlum Yimei Tumosa, Afiluachi Havi Chazaka. Lozek Kosu Tam Machem Liashev Hodin Amenes Besfira. Okay. The Shmaitz is looking at Tosfos and the Ramban as giving, you know, as giving super terutzim. But the kasha is basic. According to the Marit, the kasha was never a kasha to begin with. It's not a question of a teretz. According to the Marit, there's no reason in the world. It's always chazaka suya lishtanos, so it's not a chazaka. End of story. Okay. Again, the book of Lefalpel is what does Tosfos mean when he says it's not a chazaka. Okay, Uvmarit Shom he the old raya, the Sofei Katnus Lahavi Chazaka. Right, that's the Marit Shita. Sofei Katnus Lahavi Chazaka. Kibon. The Sof only Godel. And again, in the Marit, it's only Chazaka Suya Lishtanos. So he brings a raya. Mehodikos around the chulosov, the mikveh shehuchzak lios meimov nismaatin, the lavan al pochos mearbom so, it always leaks. The tovlobo, the tzrichalachs of the litko, kozman shlo yodana bevadai, shebeshoa shetovlo hoyabarbom so. Almud the chazuka suyilishtanos lavi chazoka. It came because came Cheskus Katan, the science shop. Now the Shmaitz is going to say something very simple that we would immediately jump up and say that if it's constantly leaking, of course it's not a Chazoka. That's not Chazoka Suyo Lishtanos. Chazoka has never been established, it's always leaking. But again, I don't understand because
do we measure
I say Katan should be the same way. There's something I'm missing, obviously.
Do we measure now that by Katan is told us about two cases? Do we know now he's a Ventesha, but we don't know what then? Or we don't even know now.
So
here too, did we measure? We don't know what happened when it was. Can we measure now when it's full?
What's the difference? What are you coming to say? What are you coming to say? Are you coming to say Kasha, say a Terence, bring a Raya?
It's not clear to me in this case whether he's talking about
the Marit. Well, let's first learn, let's talk about it after the Shmaitz, which floats up the Marit. The Marit compares. The Marit calls the mikvah case, again, only Chazok Asuya Lishtanos. And he brings a raya from there that Chazok Asuya Lishtanos is not a Chazok. And he calls the mikvah's constant leaking and going below 40 saw, he calls that a Chazok Asuya Lishtanos.
When you say the mikvah's constantly leaking, does that mean it was always that way? Or maybe originally once it wasn't, and now it's in a state where it's constantly leaking?
Well, we know it's like that.
It's constantly leaking, but maybe when it was originally built,
so
it was
a chazaka. He calls it Huxak Leos of the spot. There's a chazaka that it, so I don't understand the Marit. Again, I don't get the Marit. If he calls that only chazaka Suyo Nishtanos, I don't get it. But that's what the Shmaitz is going to yell at him. The Shmaitz is going to say, I'm no raya from there. But yet the Shmaitz holds that, again, there's something I'm missing. The Shmaitz holds that Katnus is a Chazaka. And I say Katnus is like the leaky water. I'm almost, there's something I'm missing. Okay, I'll look at the swarm tomorrow.
To me, what would make sense is what you're saying is that originally.